Ya Wahhab, Ya Fattah. Ya Allah, Ya Wahhab, Ya Fattah. Amma ba'd. We started a little bit later today, as those especially who are waiting online, just for the brothers who are, alhamdulillah, joining here for i'tikaf and have, were getting registered and getting their bags placed, etc. So we just waited a little bit. And so we apologize for the delay. Inshallah, we'll have about 15 minutes today, inshallah, our talk. So yesterday, I began with the aspect of istighfar, the middle 10 days, which today we have the next 20 minutes that are part of the final minutes of the middle 10 days. And the famous hadith speaks about how awsatuhu maghfira. The middle 10 days are days of forgiveness. So we're supposed to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the entire month. But the middle 10 days are a very special time to do so. And then the last 10 days is for i'tqum min an-nar, deliverance from the fire of Jahannam. So I'm reading from the book called Prayers for Forgiveness. I started off yesterday with going over the detail of Sayyidul Istighfar. Whoever recites that in the morning and passes away anytime that day will go to Jannah. Whoever recites it in the evening, passes away anytime in the night, will go to paradise. This is a dua we should all memorize, make a habit of reading. Even if we can't memorize it, then at least read it. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant, khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'at. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبو لك بنعمتك علي وأبو لك بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. The translation, commentary, all of that we discussed yesterday. Then I selected a book for us to kind of just look through. It's called The Prayers for Forgiveness by Imam al-Ta'ifa, leader of the Tabi'un, Hassan al-Basri, rahimahumullah, in which he has gathered approximately 70 different ways of seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I was reading the introduction of that yesterday. So part of that was that in order to cleanse the heart, you have to do four things. One is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikr. Number two, repentance, tawbah. Number three, istighfar. Okay. Number four, inaba, humbling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Humbly turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So four things: dhikr, tawbah, istighfar, and inaba. And every single one of us is a sinner, besides the anbiya who are ma'soom, who are protected from sin. So no matter how much we try, we're definitely going to make, we're going to have flaws and faults, and we will need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly. We talked about how clothing or a computer or a mobile phone or email is cleansed out repeatedly, regularly. You delete all the extra trash stuff, spam, to keep it running smoothly. If you have all sorts of unused or apps that got apps and bugs on it, apps that have viruses and bugs on it on your phone, it's going to slow down your entire processor. So you have to cleanse it, delete it. This is what we have to do to our heart on a regular basis. Cleanse our heart from all the filth that comes into it every day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهُ لَيُغَانُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِي. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidul Anbiya, Sayyidul Insan, the leader of humans, the leader of angels, the leader of jinn, the leader of the prophets. He says, indeed, my heart, if you want to translate, you can translate it roughly as gets cloudy. Yughanu ala qalbi. It gets cloudy. What does that mean? Getting cloudy. It means the continuous meeting and mingling with the people has a bad effect on a person. Right? Because if you're washing dishes, you are sweeping the floor, you are doing some other type of manual labor, it doesn't make a difference who you are. Your clothes will become dirty. This is part of life. So when we meet and mingle with people, then all of the toxic type of things that they have in their life, it gets splashed onto us, no matter who you are. And so you have to cleanse yourself like a sponge that is so needed to clean all the dishes. But if the sponge doesn't get cleansed, then there's no dish that stinks as bad as a stinky sponge. There's no dish that stinks as bad as a stinky sponge. Although that sponge is being used to clean tens of dishes, but it also needs its time to be thrown into the washer or whatever else. It needs to be cleansed. Subhanallah, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, "No la yughanu ala qalbi," and I seek forgiveness from Allah more than 70 times a day, and one narration 100 times a day, then where do I stand? Where do any of us stand? So it's such an important point for us to have a dedicated time for istighfar. Who's going to do istighfar? The one who actually thinks he's a sinner. If you don't think you're a sinner, you're not going to do istighfar. And that's the biggest sin, to think you're not a sinner. To think we're not a sinner, what could be a bigger sin than this? To think that everything is fine. I'm in great, great, great shape. So turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in seeking forgiveness is a blessing. We talked about yesterday also, because it also relieves you from the burden of that sin. Many times a person feels overwhelmed by the burden of committing sin, and he feels depressed. He feels down. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, just tubu ila Allahi jami'a. All of you repent back to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, la taqnutu min rahmatillah. Do not become despondent from the mercy of Allah. Allah will forgive all your sins. Many want to seek forgiveness and cherish the thought of being purified, but do not know how to embark on this path. For instance, they do not know what words to use or what to seek forgiveness for. This is the reality. A lot of people do not know how to say I'm sorry to Allah. Actually, they don't know how to say I'm sorry to their spouse either. And they don't know how to say I'm sorry to their parents or to their kids. And that's why they have so many problems. So we have to learn how to apologize. Once you learn that, life becomes very easy. You have to learn how to apologize to Allah as well. What word should I use? One of the brothers, he said, why don't you do a dua workshop? I said, we have a dua workshop every single day after Asr. He said, because we don't know how to ask from Allah. I said, exactly. That's why we have this. These sessions are here to teach us how to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the collective duas that happen here in the masjid, for alhamdulillah, for since the masjid opened, these are very important learning lessons for us to listen and then figure out, okay, this is how I got to speak to Allah. Okay, I can use my own words. Don't copy anyone. Use the dua that happens here collectively as a springboard to do your own dua. So he said, many people do not know what words to use or what to seek forgiveness for, or they have forgotten about how many sins they have committed. Right? We have this like partial amnesia. We forget all the sins we've committed, but we only remember the difficulties we had in life. Think about that. Every time you had a tire that burst, every single time you ran out of gas on the road, every time you had a bad stomach ache, we remember all those things. But how often do we remember the times we have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we partially forget certain things. Or perhaps deem many of our sins as trivial and insignificant. Or they think there's no need to seek forgiveness. So these are all mistakes that happen connected with sin. And if they do seek forgiveness, they do so only superficially, using general words like, oh Allah, forgive all my sins. Or forgive them if you wish. They don't do so with any vigor or persistence. The Messenger of Allah SWT said, when one of you asks Allah, فَلْيَعْزِمِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ, he should ask earnestly. For Allah does as He wishes, and there's no one to compel Him. Subhanallah. Do not say, Allah maghfirli in shit. Oh Allah, forgive me if you wish. The hadith is saying, Allah does whatever He wants. No one can compel Him. Allah does not need to so-called go out of His way to forgive you if you don't want it. If you don't want it, then go. You're not going to get it. Do not think just by simply scratching on the surface of the door will open. You have to sit there and knock and knock and beg and cry at the door if you want the door to open. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need to open the door. He doesn't need us, we need Him. And so if we need Him, we have to show it to Him that we need Him. And that is through really being persistent in our dua, extending the length of our dua. Our face should show it, our hands should show it, our tears should show it, our heart should show it, our voice should show it, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I truly need you in this state. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one hadith, "Inna Allah la yaqbalu du'a min qalbin ghafilin lahin." Allah does not accept du'a. Allah does not accept du'a from a heart that is ghafil, that is not focused, that is negligent, lahin, that's involved in lahu, that's involved in useless things. So when we even listen to a talk, we have to be focused. If our mind is somewhere else, we're thinking we're listening, but we're actually not listening. When we're making dua, we have to be focused. It shouldn't be that I'm joining a large, the desire of Khatm al-Quran duas that we have. Subhanallah. I don't even know what people, if they know what they're doing when they come to these places. When you go to a dua, you have to be focused. You can do dua at home. If you want to come to a Khatm al-Quran dua, then you should be willing to raise your hand for 30 minutes. You should be willing to pour your heart out in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will not accept a dua from a heart that is heedless, from a heart that comes from a person whose mind is somewhere else. So our focus, these final 10 days and 9 days that we have, we are just minutes away from the final 10 to begin and the first odd night to begin. It should be a time where we really focus on our du'as. The most superior prayers for seeking forgiveness are those which are mentioned in the Quran. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ and so forth. Followed by those related from Rasulullah ﷺ. There can be nothing superior to what has come from these two sacred sources, Quran and Sunnah. These prayers are found in many of our popular prayer collections. Your Hizb al-Azam, Munajat Maqbool books that you've been hearing every year that you come here, they have all these du'as in there. So we should benefit from those prayers. We also have the du'a of our pious predecessors. Like when we make dua in English or Urdu, people say, can you please make dua in English or Urdu? Why we don't just say, oh, we have the Quran and Sunnah. Why are we doing anything else in Urdu and English? We have that number one Quran duas, hadith duas. And then you want to speak in a language that you understand and your congregation understands. So we do that in Urdu and English. We bring our own personal issues, etc., relevant to where I am today. So similarly, the third type of duas that we can make is the dua of the pious predecessors. Among these spiritual luminaries was Hassan al-Basri, who is known as the leader of the Tabi'een, to whom 70 prayers of forgiveness in this book have been attributed. Initially, this was suggested that this book should be read on the 7th, 9th, and the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. So those who are going for Hajj this year, anyone in this crowd going for Hajj this year, inshallah? Plans for this year from this group? So whoever's listening online, if you know someone who's going for Hajj, this is something, a book to carry with. All right? Prayers of forgiveness, because this is where it was originally inspired to Hassan al-Basri, rahimahumullah, during Hajj. And it should be read 7th, 9th, and 10th of Dhul Hijjah. How to read this? One should try to read all 70 prayers every day, in order to fulfill the practice of the Prophet ﷺ, who said, why is there 70 prayers? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, by Allah, wallahi, inni la astaghfirullah, indeed I seek forgiveness from Allah, wa atubu ilayhi, and repent to Him, akthar min sab'ina marra, kulla yawm, more than 70 times every day. O kama qala alayhi sallam, narration of Bukhari. The Prophet ﷺ says, I seek forgiveness from Allah and repent to Him more than 70 times each day. There was one person when we were studying South Africa, he came to visit us. He was actually originally South African, then he passed away, you know, subhanAllah there. But he spent a lot of time in the haram. He used to call him Hakim Astaghfirullah. Hakim what? Astaghfirullah. That was his name. I don't even know what his real name was. And the reason, why do you think they called him Hakim Astaghfirullah? Because he would always be doing istighfar all the time. And he was like one of the awliya of the time. Ajib instances. Right before he died, and he announced it, that okay, he called our principal Mashabir, he told him, I want you to do my ghusl. I'm going to be passing away soon. Okay? This like, he announced it and said, told him. And his stories are many. We had gotten a chance to interact with him. He was like a madzub, person who was completely, he forgot the world and just focused only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But every step that he would take on a flight of stairs, he would be saying, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Now if a person understands really how much sin we have committed, then this is not far-fetched. If the Prophet ﷺ is doing it more than 70 times a day, how much should I do? If one is unable to read this book or do istighfar 70 times a day, then try to read through 10 out of the 70 over 7 days and complete it in 7 days. The most important part of any prayer for forgiveness is that the supplicant focus on what he or she is saying, reflect on the meaning, and then allow the words to flow from the heart. One should feel remorseful and regretful over one's sins, express an earnest desire to be forgiven, and promise never again to commit such sins intentionally. Otherwise, one's dua may be an empty reading of words. Usse dua padhni nahi hai, kitabe nahi padhni hai duaon ki. We're not supposed to be reading through books of dua. We're supposed to be actually speaking to Allah, but since we don't have the words memorized, we're looking and reading from the book. So this is, yani I'll just read one because it's time for dua now, and I encourage all of us to get this book. It's called Prayers for Forgiveness. Many of you already have your own copy. If you forgot it, get it from downstairs in the bookstore. If you don't have it, get your own and read it ideally every single day. Because what are we going to do? Tarawih will finish 10:30, then we have a talk. After that you have, mashallah, quite a number of hours. And then you need to divide your time up. Whether you're in i'tikaf or at home, wherever you are. This is one great thing to do. We are most sinful of people. We really need to spend a lot of time doing istighfar. It might take you 30 minutes, half an hour, 40 minutes to read it. But this is a great way to spend a portion of our night, is seeking forgiveness from Allah. And a lot of us do not know, as he said, how to do it. This book is a great way to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through what's here. So I'm going to read just the translation of a few of them. And we are, I want you to say ameen as we're reading it, because this is, after all, dua. اللهم إني أستغفرك لكل ذنب قوي عليه بدني بعافيتك ونالت قدرتي بفضل نعمتك وانبسطت إليه يدي بسعة رزقك واحتجبت عن الناس بسترك واتكلت فيه عند خوفي منك على أمانك ووثقت من سطوتك علي فيه بحلمك وعولت فيه على كرم وجهك وعفوك فصل يا ربي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد واغفره لي يا خير الغافرين. Oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness for every sin. I want you to listen to these words. Concentrate. Oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness for every sin that my body, empowered by the good health that you had granted, was able to commit. Every sin that came within the reaches of my power, only due to the grace of your bounties. Every sin to which my hand, nourished by your ample sustenance, extended. And while sinning, I hid myself behind your veil from the people. And when fearing you, while engrossed in my sin, I relied on your assurance of safety and forgiveness. And I took refuge in you with your clemency, not to smite me. And I depended on you with your noble countenance and pardon to forgive me. Meaning, O Allah, every blessing you used, I used these blessings right back against you. I would have never been able to sin if it wasn't for the blessings you had given me. And instead of using those blessings to please you, I used those blessings to upset you. And I was a two-faced. I hid myself, my reality, from the people, because I didn't want people to know who really I was. And then I knew you're watching me and I cannot hide myself from you. So then I told myself, you're Ghafoor Rahim. You're the most loving, caring. Of course Allah's going to forgive me. So I just thought, let me just sin right now, and afterwards I'll seek forgiveness. So now, Ya Allah, send my blessings and peace upon our Master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and upon the family of our Master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and forgive my sin, O best of those who forgive. Subhanallah. What a beautiful dua. Right? What does that mean? A person needs to go through this mental process of speaking to Allah. Allah maghfirli, Allah maghfirli, Allah maghfirli. No, don't just say Allah maghfirli. First speak about, Ya Allah, you've been so kind to me. You've done so much for me. And count those blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then and only then after that, do we say, Ya Allah, this is how I truly ask your forgiveness. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this dua from us today. Allow us to supplicate to Him every day 70 times, seeking your forgiveness. Inshallah, we ask everyone, inshallah, to proceed downstairs. We have approximately, 5 minutes, inshallah. And we'll begin the dua here. So iftar is downstairs. So all our brothers, please make your way downstairs, inshallah. And then you can join us to dua from downstairs. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وتبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناءنا عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا حي يا قيوم يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم أنت ربنا لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء لك بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربي اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العز الأكرم ربي اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العز الأكرم ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل اللهم يا حي يا قيوم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا وانصرنا على أعدائك أعداء الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم يا حي يا قيوم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين واحفظ الإسلام والمسلمين وانصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا وأخواتنا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصر إخواننا وأخواتنا في بلاد الشام وفي السودان اللهم انصر إخواننا وأخواتنا المستضعفين في غزة وفي فلسطين اللهم انصرهم نصر عزيز مقتدر اللهم انصرهم نصر عزيز مقتدر اللهم انصرهم نصر عزيز مقتدر اللهم أرنا قدرتك في أعدائهم اللهم من أراد بهم شرا فاجعل كيده في نحره اللهم من أراد بهم شرا فاجعل كيده في نحره اللهم من أراد بهم خيرا فوفق لكل خير اللهم ثبت أقدامهم اللهم وفقهم اللهم يا حي يا قيوم احمهم اللهم احفظهم اللهم أيدهم اللهم زلزل أقدام أعدائهم اللهم دمر ديار أعدائهم اللهم شتت شمل أعدائهم اللهم يا حي يا قيوم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين Oh Allah, we ask you to accept our 19th fast, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, accept our Qiyamul Layl, accept all the sadaqah, khairat, zakat we have given so far. Oh Allah, as this 10 days comes to a close, most definitely we did not seek forgiveness from you to the level we should have. Oh Allah, but we ask you, Ya Allah, to forgive us for not asking you for proper forgiveness. Oh Allah, our own istighfar requires istighfar. Oh Allah, the quality and the quantity of our istighfar is nowhere where it needs to be. Ya Allah, grant us complete forgiveness for that and inspire us to spend the remaining nights and days in a manner that is pleasing to you. Ya Allah, give every one of us and our loved ones, our spouses and our children, the ability to spend quality time seeking forgiveness for our past, present and current sins. Oh Allah, we ask you to inspire us with the proper words to seek forgiveness from you. Oh Allah, inspire us with the proper state of mind to seek forgiveness from you. Oh Allah, allow our hearts to be properly focused while making dua. Oh Allah, allow us to have all the etiquettes that will make our du'as worthy of acceptance. Oh Allah, our biggest need is our forgiveness. Our biggest need is your pleasure. Our biggest need is being accepted in your court. Ya Allah, our biggest need is being guided to the straight path. Ya Allah, we ask you, do not allow our sins to become a means of us being deprived of sustenance, a means of us being deprived of ibadah in Laylatul Qadr, a means of Ya Allah, even in this month of Ramadan, to earn your wrath. Oh Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, to grant us all that level of connection, Ya Allah, that will bring in, Ya Allah, your mercy to life for all of us. Oh Allah, allow your glance of mercy to fall upon all of us. Oh Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, to cleanse our hearts and our eyes and our ears and hands and our feet and every limb of our body from all the evil effects of sins that we have committed. Oh Allah, we ask you to allow us all to witness Laylatul Qadr. Oh Allah, if tonight, the night of Jum'ah and the 21st night is Laylatul Qadr, then give every one of us the unbelievable level of physical and spiritual and emotional strength to utilize every single second and moment of this blessed night. Oh Allah, if tonight, Ya Allah, is it, allow our, accept every second that we spend it. Oh Allah, and if it does not, then allow our exerting ourselves tonight to become a means of every one of us actually being able to find Laylatul Qadr. And grant us an accepted dua and accepted ibadah of Laylatul Qadr. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.